The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Right, let's pause for thought, shall we? Yes, every week now we talk to guide dog users who are telling us their story of life with a guide dog. And this week we hear from Karina Gregory, who talks mainly about her second dog, Tanya.
Hello, everyone. My name's Karina, and I'm 31 years of age and live near Coventry in the West Midlands. I am currently on my third qualified dog. My first one, unfortunately, was rejected after 5 weeks. It was a very difficult time for both of us, as he was very strong-willed and very determined. It was a very sad day, but a great relief when he went back to guide dogs. I then had to wait 12 months for my second guide dog, who was a female, and she was a golden lab retriever, quite a big girl, and her name was Tanya. Tanya and I worked together for 6.5 years until she really slowed down, to the point that I was getting more and more irritated with her, and it was unfair to keep her working. So, in my mind, the right thing to do was to tentatively suggest retirement. My only concern was, because of the travelling that I do and the need to be able to get around, was that I needed to keep the dog working until a replacement could be found. I was sat at work and the phone rang. Now, for some reason, I couldn't answer it, and one of my colleagues did. And she said, "Karina, it's a call from guide dogs." I initially thought, well, they'll just be ringing to catch up from earlier. But no, they were phoning to say that they'd found a potential match after 2.5 hours. I was absolutely stunned. The following day, they brought out a golden lab retriever called Orca, who I'm very proud and pleased to say is now my current dog. Now, there are some similarities between Tanya and Orca, which is fantastic, but also I was quite amazed at the difference between them both. The one thing I learnt with Tanya was that she was always right. And I'm convinced she could read my mind. She was very determined and very wanting to please me. I'll give you an example. One day in Birmingham, she was trying to take me back to the station. I was telling her no, that wasn't the right way. So in the end, she sat down and refused to move. This was after 2 weeks of being together, and essentially my first proper working guide dog. So you can imagine the state of mind I was in. What do I do? Is there a drop in front of us? Why won't she move? A new dog in a strange city that won't move. So what I decided to do was to place the ball back in her court. And I said to her, "Okay, you find a way." At which point, she started taking me back down what I presumed was an entry to a shop. So I stopped and asked somebody, who advised me that the train station was just down on the left-hand side. After that, I concluded that she was always right.
Very interesting story. Thank you for that, Karina. And it really does prove the point that sometimes you've just got to give way to the guide dog. it was like that for me. I had a guide dog when I was 19, and very quickly I learned that you have to hand over the responsibility to the dog. Otherwise, it just doesn't work. But yeah, interesting story. Thank you for that, Karina, talking about your second guide dog, Tanya. If you've got a guide dog story you'd love to share, maybe your guide dog's a bit unusual in its ways. I've heard some amazing guide dog stories over the years, and I just wish I had a microphone at hand at the time. But if you want to share yours, then please do. weeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.